You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com and welcome to episode 31 of the Doing English podcast. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on from where in the world you're tuning into us from right now. It's evening here in Tokyo, and it's getting pretty warm outside, but it's quite cool in the evening, so it's lovely indeed. What are we talking about today? Today we're going to be talking about a topic that is very dear to my heart. In fact, the topic we're going to be talking about today is actually my area of speciality. This is what I research in my academic work, and this is probably the part of second language acquisition that I know the most about. And in fact, I would say there are few people who know more about this topic than me, without wishing to sound like I'm boasting. But hey, when you do a PhD in a topic, that's kind of what happens. The topic in question is, of course, the topic of chunking, or as it is called in the academic research, formulaic language. Although that is a rather unclear term, which I will talk about in a moment. But first of all, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from Golfmakers from Saudi Arabia. And Golfmakers says, great, really, really great. Short but sweet, fantastic. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that you took a few minutes out of your time to leave a review. And if you haven't left a review yet yourself, please do take a moment to do so. And do you know what else is really, really great, if I do say so myself? The Doing English film. Have you watched it yet? You can watch the Doing English film simply by going to doingenglish.com, and it's right there on the front page. The Doing English film is a short film that I put together telling my story as a language learner, the struggle that I went through to break past the intermediate stage in my second language. And I discuss in that story the struggle that I went through and what I did to overcome that struggle, which of course you can and should also do yourself. Again, to check that out, just head over to doingenglish.com. So let's talk about chunks, chunking. Why is this important? Well, recently one course member asked me, this is a member of one of the premium Doing English courses, I can't remember which one, but one course member said to me, I have a pretty vast vocabulary, but it feels so hard to express my thoughts and emotions. Sometimes I'm frustrated that I can't find the correct words or the correct phrases. Now, the key point of this, of course, is the I have a pretty vast vocabulary part, but still struggle to find the words. People tend to be somewhat obsessed with vocabulary, I think. I'm always hearing people say, I just need more vocabulary. If only I knew more words, I would be able to speak English better. I want to speak English well, but my mind goes blank. It's because I don't know the words. It's because I don't have enough vocabulary. But I'm going to be perfectly honest. If you can understand most of this podcast, you don't need more vocabulary. Of course, all else being equal, yes, more vocabulary is better than less vocabulary. But actually, it's not vocabulary that is important. What is important is your depth of knowledge regarding the vocabulary that you do have. There's a famous saying in linguistics that comes from the researcher Rupert Firth. And this is something that he said in 1957. But he said, "You shall know a word by the company it keeps." What he meant by that is, in order to know a word, in order to know a word well enough that you can actually use it and say that you truly understand that word, it's not enough to simply know the word. You need to know what words go together with it, what company that word keeps. Obviously, here we mean company as in friendship, people who you spend time with. So what other words does a given word spend time with? What company does it keep? I.e., what words collocate with it? You see, it's often impossible to get a feel for the nuance of a certain word based just on that word. A really good example of this is the word cause. As a verb, the word cause means, well, to be the cause of something, to bring about a result. Something causes something else. Something brings about a result. But what you might not know, and what you certainly can't tell from just that dictionary definition, is that the word cause is predominantly, that is mostly, almost always used in unpleasant collocations. That is, it has a pretty negative meaning. We don't really use the word cause with positive, happy-sounding collocates. We use it with predominantly unpleasant, negative words. For example, cause of death, cause pain, cause acute discomfort. Again, it's a very negative word. You would never know that if you didn't know what words go together with it. That's just one example. And this is something that I could talk about for hours and hours and hours. But certain words will only pair with other words. Certain words could potentially pair with another word, and the meaning is correct. A good example of this would be, say, plastic operation. That is an operation which you have to make your face look nicer or something like that. Maybe you have your nose adjusted. But we don't say plastic operation, even though it is grammatically correct, the meaning is fine, but it doesn't collocate. We don't say that. We say plastic surgery. The meaning is the same. They're both grammatically correct, but only one sounds natural. This is the key point of chunks or formulaic language, my research area. The word formulaic language is the main term that gets used in academia, but it's quite a hard term to define because actually formulaic language can refer to many, many, many kinds of phrase or sequence of words. For example, an idiom is a kind of formulaic language. A collocation, that is a two-word collocation, is another type of formulaic language. My area of speciality within formulaic language is something called lexical bundles, or more simply, chunks, and that is just sequences of words, extended collocations that are very, very frequent and stick together. Research shows that these chunks are what allows native speakers to speak so fluently and so naturally. Meaning, as a non-native speaker, if you concentrate on learning chunks, you're going to get the same benefit from them as native speakers do. Whereas if you only know individual words, well, we all know what happens when you know lots and lots of individual words, but you don't know how to combine them. you get yourself into situations where you want to say something, but the words just don't come to you. Again, not because you don't know the vocabulary, but because you don't know how to combine them into phrases and chunks and expressions to actually use in real life communication. Another point which might interest you is that if you want to get good, clear sounding pronunciation, guess what? Chunks are really, really important. Put simply, the more common, the more frequent a chunk of language, a sequence of words, the more reduced the pronunciation becomes. A really easy to explain example is, for example, the phrase a lot of. We don't say a lot of. The pronunciation gets crushed down. It gets reduced. We say a lot of, a lot of, a lot of. If you want to get really clear, easy to understand pronunciation, get good at pronouncing in chunks, not in individual words. Because actually, when you speak like this a lot of the time, it actually makes you much harder to understand. When you overpronounce everything too clearly, it actually makes you sound kind of quite weird. And the more you get used to chunking your speech properly, the clearer and easier to understand your pronunciation will become, because you naturally start to emphasize the key points better. And also, we are used to hearing phrases like a lot of said like a lot of, not like a lot of. There's very complicated reasons for that, but all you need to know is learning in chunks will improve your pronunciation. Learning in chunks will improve your fluency, it will help you sound more natural, and it will improve your pronunciation, and it will just do amazing things for your English in general. I think that is about all we've got time for in this podcast episode. This is a massive topic, an absolutely immense topic, and one that I could spend hours and hours and hours talking about. If you've ever seen any of my YouTube videos, you've probably seen the mountains of books I have in the background, all over the shelves which line the back of my office. A good number of those are on the topic of chunks and formulaic language and chunking. But if you want to know more about this topic, the first place you should go is Two-Step Speaking. In Two-Step Speaking, I talk about this topic in a lot of detail amongst everything else that you need to know for improving your English, that is taking the English that you have now and pushing it past the higher intermediate stage into the advanced levels. Chunking is something that I talk about in great detail, and I show you how to actually start identifying chunks in language and how to practice them and get good at them. And of course, in the Doing English Plus program, where I give you weekly lessons to study, they're all based on formulaic language and chunks. Again, this is my speciality, and it's the main thing that I spend a lot of time and effort building into the lessons that I create to help people, you know, really speak more fluently and more naturally with better, clearer pronunciation, in much the way that native speakers do. Because, and I didn't mention this before, native speakers, although they can use grammar rules and individual words, generally don't. Rather, native speakers use chunks and expressions and phrases first and foremost. Again, that is how we can speak so fluently and so naturally. If you want to know exactly why that's the case, check out Two-Step Speaking. To check that out, just go to twostepspeaking.com and have a look. I won't give you the link for Doing English Plus, because unless you've already graduated Two-Step Speaking, you can't join the program anyway. Doing English Plus is now closed to non-Two-Step Speaking graduates. So again, the link to check out Two-Step Speaking is twostepspeaking.com. Or if you're new to me and you don't really know what that is anyway, your first port of call really is the Doing English film, where you will get more information about me, what I do, and why two-step speaking is a great course for you to join. Right, that is it from me for this week. What are we going to be talking about in next week's podcast episode? Next week, we're going to be talking about a completely, totally different topic. And that is, who exactly is to blame for your bad English? Wonder what that's going to be about. We've only got to wait 7 days to find out. If you haven't done so already, do take a moment to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, rate the show, and yes, leave a review. If you haven't left a review yet, why not? It only takes a moment and it really helps me out. If nothing else, it's great to get feedback on the podcast. So, like I said, if you haven't watched the film yet, check out the film on doingenglish.com, and I will see you in 7 days from now. Thank you and goodbye.